జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారే జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారే జయ యశోద నందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోద నందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారే యమునా తీరవనచారే జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారే జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారే జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారే జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారే యశోద నందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోద నందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారే యమునా తీరవనచారే జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారే జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ రాధా మాధవ రాధా మాధవ రాధే జయ రాధా మాధవ రాధా మాధవ రాధే జయ పంచతత్వ జయ పంచతత్వ జయ పంచతత్వ జయ పంచతత్వ जय नृसिंहदेव 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 जय नृसिंहदेव जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा
Jaum Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parimajakacharya Stotra Shatrati Srimad. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Founder Acharya Savior of the whole world Srila Prabhupada Ki. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kund Radha Kund Giriraj Govardhan Ki Shri Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ashtasakhi Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Nrisingadeva Bhagavan Ki Shri Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Shri Guru Shri Gauranga All glories to the assembled devotees Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 18, Texts 6 to 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I quickly go through the translations of 6 to 12. O King, when the Lord appeared on Dvadashi, the 12th day of the moon, the sun was all at the meridian, as every learned scholar knows. This Dvadashi is called Vijaya. Verse 8. Being very pleased, the celestial dancing girls, Apsaras, danced in jubilation. The best of the Gandharvas sang songs. And the great sages, demigods, Manus, Pithas, and fire gods offered prayers to satisfy the Lord. Verses 9 to 10. The Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kimpurushas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Suparnas, the best of serpents and the followers of the demigods, all showered flowers on Aditi's residence, covering the entire house while glorifying and praising the Lord and dancing. When Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had appeared from her own womb, having accepted a transcendental body by his own spiritual potency, she was struck with wonder and was very happy. Upon seeing the child, Prajapati Kashyapa exclaimed, Jai, Jai, in great happiness and wonder. Text 12. Yattadvapurbhati vibhushanayudhair Avyakta chidvyaktam adharaya dharihi Babhuvate naiva svamanovatuhu Sampashyator divyagatir yatha nataha Yattadvapurbhati vibhushaya yudhair అవ్యక్త చిద్వ్యక్తమధారయ ధరి బభూవతేనైవ స వామనావధు సంపాశ్యతోర్దివ్యగతిర్యథానతః యత్తద్వపుర్భాతి విభూషణాయుధైర్ అవ్యక్త చిద్వ్యక్తమధాయ రాఘరిః బభూవతేనైవ స వామనోవతుః సంపాశ్యతోర్దివ్యగతిర్యథానతః. Yet, which, tat, that, vapu, transcendental body, bhati, manifests, vibhushana, with regular ornaments, ayudhai, and with weapons, avyakta, unmanifested, chityaktam, spiritually manifested, adharayat, assumed, harihi, the Lord, babhuva, immediately became, tena, with that, eva, certainly, saha, he, the Lord, Vamanaha, dwarf, Vatuhu, a Brahmana, Brahmachari, Sampashyataha, with both his father and mother were seen. Sorry, while both his father and mother were seen. Divya Gatihi, whose movements are wonderful. Yatha, as Nataha, a theatrical actor. Translation: the Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana,
a Brahmana dwarf, a Brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Please repeat. The Lord appeared in His original form with ornaments and weapons in His hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, He nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of His father and mother, He assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a Brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The word nataha or nataha is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, as described in the Brahma Samhita 5.33.39, the Lord assumes many thousands and millions of forms. Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam adhyam purana purusham. He is always present with innumerable incarnations. Ramadi murtishu khala niyamena tishthan. Nana vataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu. Nonetheless, although He appears in various incarnations, they are not different from one another. He is the same person with the same potency, the same eternity and the same spiritual existence. But He can simultaneously assume various forms. When Vamanadeva appeared from the womb of His mother, He appeared in the form of Narayana, with four hands equipped with the necessary symbolic weapons, and then immediately transformed Himself into a Brahmachari, Vatu. This means that His body is not material. One who thinks that the Supreme Lord assumes a material body is not intelligent. He has to learn more about the Lord's position. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Vetti Tattvataha. One has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in His original transcendental body, Satchidananda Vigraha. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakya Chashmurun Milatamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Gopala Krishna Goswami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravari Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I humbly bow before all the assembled Vaishnavas here, and I beg for your permission to sit on this exalted seat and speak on this particular verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I pray for your blessings that I stick to the parampara and to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So, very amazing verse, very interesting verse, because it is about the appearance of the Lord in His very beautiful form, Chaturbhujam Komalangam. And as I was meditating on this verse, I ended up getting a particular message on my WhatsApp. Usually 98% I delete without reading, but I read this particular message because it spoke about the advent of Kalki in India. Apparently in Gujarat, somebody is out in the media saying that he's the avatar of Kalki. I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry. Kalki's already appeared. How wonderful. And then as I read this, this is what they had to say. The government of India, the government of Gujarat, wanted to put a case against this person who was an employee of the government, and he's not been attending his work for the past 3 months or so. Why? Oh, because I'm the avatar of Kalki, don't you know that? I have better things to do. I have to sit and meditate on peace for the world, and it takes a lot of effort and months on end. So I'm not able to come to the office. So this is the situation. And as I was thinking about this personality, I suddenly remembered Prithu Maharaj. He's standing in front of Narayana and Sri Devi, and he's praying to Krishna, saying, Akhila Purushottama. He's saying, my dear Krishna, you're Akhila Purushottama. Akhila means everywhere, always. And Purusha Uttama, Purusha means controller, and Uttama means the topmost controller. And Prithu Maharaj, he's also Tattva, a Shaktavesha avatar. He's a Jiva, but with a ray of Vishnu, the energy of the Lord, a specific energy of the Lord. And here Krishna is calling this person Akhila Purushottama. And then I was thinking, is this bald-headed man, I mean, I could see the photograph, this bald-headed man, is he Akhila Purushottama? He's calling himself Kalki. So this is the situation of the material world, the situation of the material energy, where people become mad by interacting with the material energy, and they consider themselves to be God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akhila Purushottama is the literal translation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that Prabhupada often uses in English. So, from Prithu Maharaj we understand Krishna is the original Supreme Personality. Krishna says, I am celebrated in all the worlds and in words or the Vedas as Purushottama. Do you remember this verse in the Bhagavad Gita? Who remembers? Athosmi loke vedecha. Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita. In all the worlds, not just this world, all worlds, and in all Vedas, I am Pratitaha Purushottama. Pratitaha means established as Purusha Uttama. So this aspect of Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, applies only to Krishna. The Jivas, to some extent, are Purushas. To some extent. Krishna explains that too in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Purusha Prakriti Stho. He explains that. So there is some element of Purusha in the Jiva, but in reality, the Jivas are not controllers of the material energy. They are controlled by the material energy. So the Jivas, to some extent, are subordinate controllers. Krishna is a complete controller. Jivas are subordinate controllers. When I say subordinate, there's a system, and within that system you're allowed to control. I have this glass here. The system is that I'm holding this cup right now, right? But the system does not allow me to hold the cup in any other way. I can't put the cup on this direct in this direction and try to hold it this way. I'm bound by the system. So the only control I have is to hold the cup this way and move my bones in a particular way and then drink. That is a system. So under the system that Krishna has given, I can move my finger, I can move my head. So this is called so-called control. So there is some control, but this is subordinate control. So in reality, when we assume the role of the subordinate controller, are we really controlling? This is a question we must ask. The Upanishads say, he walks but yet does not walk. This is about the Supreme Lord. He walks yet does not walk. He talks yet he does not talk. Right? But this becomes our situation when we grow older too. We walk but we can't walk. Right? When we grow older, we want to walk but we can't walk. We want to talk but words don't come. Our mind doesn't allow us to. So we want to talk but we can't talk. So this is our situation. So this is how the Upanishada Purusha, this is known as an Upanishada Purusha. He walks, but he does not walk. He talks, but he does not talk. So we are not Purushottama. Absolutely not. We can't even breathe the way we want to breathe. Isn't that a fact? We are forced to breathe in a particular way. I mean, you have some common cold and ailment. How difficult it is to breathe. So what controllers are we? We can't even control that. We have to remove all the phlegm and then we have to try and breathe. So we can't even control our own digestion. We want to digest our food. Are we controlling that digestion? The moment you get some stomachache, are you controlling that pain, that stomachache? Not possible. So therefore, we are open to so many diseases in the material world. Are we controlling those diseases? We have malaria, we have filaria. I mean, I even heard that in Bollywood they have a new disease called lavaria. Malaria, filaria, and even lavaria, which is nothing but lust. But it is a disease, nonetheless. Chaiva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. So, this chaiva, the shadow potency, the material energy is a shadow energy of Krishna. Which means that material energy, the shadow energy, listens to Krishna. So, if we are the controllers, we are God, then the shadow energy should have listened to us. But that's not happening. Therefore, we understand that we are very limited controllers within the system, which is actually ordering us. So there are three kinds of living entities. One is the muktas, the baddhas and the muktas. These are already two types of living entities, the baddhas and the muktas. Then the third living entity is the eternal living beings, and these are expansions of Krishna. And we are talking about expansions of Krishna in this verse. And Prabhupada uses this particular verse, evam yo veti tattvataha, which we'll elaborate further. Prabhupada also quotes in the purport, Ramadi murtishu kala niyamena tishtan. So herein we understand that the Supreme Lord is expanding himself. And he's expanding himself into various tattvas. Ramadi murtishu Rama, he comes first as Rama, and this expansion is Sankarsana Balaram, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and then Sankarsana, and then he expands himself into quadruple forms of Vishnu. Right. Then there is finally the Mahavishnu Tattva, and then from the Mahavishnu we see the milk ocean Tattva. So from the milk ocean Tattva, we also, there's Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, then the milk ocean Tattva. Then after that, there are so many incarnation Tattvas, right? Matsya, Kurma, Vamana. So this way, after that, there are also Rudra Tattvas, right? Through Lord Shiva, the Rudras manifest. And then there is also the expansion of the living beings. The living beings are Jiva Tattva, right? We are part and parcels, as Prabhupada is so often quoted. So we are also expansions of the Supreme Lord known as Jiva Tattva. So everything is an expansion of Krishna. Whether it's matter, whether it's spirit, or whether it's the controller of everything, matter is an expansion and it is the transformation of Krishna's energy. Therefore, we as the Jiva Tattva are also Krishna's energy. So this way Krishna also expands himself into various controllers. You have the demigods who are slightly bigger controllers in the system compared to us. But they also have limited controlling abilities. So this way, sometimes we make the fault of comparing the living entity to being equal to Krishna. And this is considered a big aparadha. When we compare the living entity to Krishna. So sometimes people look at Vishnu and think he's an ordinary person. And this is considered a big aparadha. And sometimes ordinary persons think that they are Vishnu, like we saw about this Kalki avatar. When you compare an ordinary person to Vishnu, that means you're actually comparing Vishnu to an ordinary person as well. You're already defining Vishnu as an ordinary person. So that is a huge aparadha. So we have to be extremely careful. And predominantly, this infection is there in impersonalists. They generally tend to do that. But Vishnu, the Vishnu Tattva can take innumerable forms, innumerable. Prabhupada explains in that verse that I was describing when Prithu Maharaj was glorifying Lakshmi and Hari as Akhila Purushottama. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada specifically mentions that Mahavishnu can take trillions and trillions of forms. And these expansions, this trillion is just a number for us. But he is Advaitam Anantam. Right? Anantam. What can we count? Anantam is unlimited. How can we even think with our puny brains that we can count? So trillions is just a number. So that we can understand. So Krishna can have as many expansions as he pleases. Right? Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnamadaya Purnam Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. So the complete parts, they can all be separate, but still they are complete in themselves. So, I mean, if a child takes up a jigsaw puzzle, right, and it's in different parts like that, right, and it's all bungled up, maybe it could be a lion or a tiger, and then the children, they tend to put them all together, all these tiny pieces, they put it together, and then it becomes a complete whole, right? But Krishna is not like that. Every tiny or minuscule part or any manifestation or expansion of his is automatically whole. Even when they come together, he's still the same whole Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the Lord's case is unlike anything else. Because he is the absolute truth. Therefore, he is indivisible. This is the word used. He is indivisible. So, his expansions come out and he is still complete. So this way, Prithu Maharaj is actually glorifying Krishna. And in this particular instance, he's actually telling Krishna, my dear Lord, you are the Purushottama, Akhila Purushottama. And Goddess Lakshmi is worshipping you and I am inclined to compete with Goddess Lakshmi to provide that service to you. And then Srila Prabhupada explains that although Prithu Maharaj is saying he may even compete to provide service to Krishna, but in actuality, Sri Lakshmi Devi is still in Madhurya Rasa, whereas Prithu Maharaj is still in Dasya Rasa. Very carefully, Srila Prabhupada explains. So we can understand that Prithu Maharaj's focus is not really an actual competition with Sakshat Lakshmi Devi, because in the next verse, he elaborates how Srimati Lakshmi Devi is the Jagan Mata of the entire cosmic manifestation. Jagan Mata. And then Prabhupada goes on to explain that just as we elaborated on all these different tattvas, there is Shakti Tattva, where Srimati Radharani, just as Krishna manifests all these expansions, Srimati Radharani also manifests her expansions through Shakti Tattva, and all these Lakshmi Devis are actually Srimati Radharani's expansions. So this way, the Jiva can never even think about becoming Lakshmi. They can never think about these concepts. I mean, there are some instances where you go in Bengal, you find certain people, they do think that today I can become Lakshmi, tomorrow I can become Sita, and they behave in that manner. So that is a very dangerous proposition. Take the example of Nanda Maharaj. There can only be one Nanda Maharaj. The Jiva cannot suddenly say, I am becoming Nanda Maharaj, and then try and, you know, act in that way. The Jiva can understand Nanda Maharaj's position and take a subservient role and behave in the footsteps, act in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj. That is possible. So we are all part of the Hiladini potency, the energies of Krishna, but we cannot become that potency. Please bear in mind. So this way, nobody can suddenly become Lalita or Sri Vishakha, because they are all established personalities eternally serving Krishna, because they're all expansions of the Supreme Lord. So this way, we understand that we have to be very careful in mixed modes of devotional service. We can follow, but we cannot imitate. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains particularly that if we do something like that, then we will break our legs. He uses this word, break our legs. Then we won't be able to stand in devotional service. We will break our legs and we will fall down. So this way, we see that all these various expansions of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, they are there for a reason, and this reason is known as Tattvaha. Therefore, Krishna explains in this particular verse, the Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Vetti Tattvataha. And then one who understands this Tattva, they don't have to take birth again and again. Therefore, we understand Advaitam, Achyutam, Anantam, Anadi Rupam. So he's so unlimited, these potencies. So we have all these different tattvas, like the Vishnu tattva. We have the Shakti tattva that we elaborated upon. We have the Shiva tattva. Then we have the Jiva tattva. Then we also have the Jada tattva, which is the expansion of the energy of dead matter. So this way, we understand that Krishna's appearance is unlike anybody else's appearance. Here in this beautiful verse, it's explained that Krishna appeared in his own original four-handed form. Can you ever imagine a baby appearing before you in beautiful four-handed form? Beautiful kavacha and kundala and the beautiful crown. This is remarkable. And then in front of the mother and father, he assumes the form of a dwarf, Vamana. So this is Krishna. When Krishna appears, we use the word appearance. We don't use the word born. When we come in this material world, we use the word born. There's a reason. How? When we come in the womb of the mother, first and foremost, it's explained, it's a very terrible experience. Janani, Jatare, Shayanam, right? We're sleeping in the womb of the mother again and again. And the moment we come in the womb, we are suffering, right? We suffer so much, then we faint. And then somewhere around the seventh month, Krishna, the child has a darshan of Krishna. And the child says, oh, I want to pray to you. I just don't want to come back to this material world. But then eventually the ninth month, what happens? There is air in the womb of the mother, right? And I think it's called Shatavayu. This Vayu is 150 kilometers per hour. That is the speed of this Vayu in the womb. And that Vayu pushes you out. There is a lot of help from the mother. And this Vayu pushes you out. And the moment you come out, you get slapped by the material energy. Right? That is our birth. So we are born. When Krishna appears, the material energy does not slap him. He slaps material energy and he appears. That is Krishna's position. Right? And he does not need any wind energy to, bring him. He appears out of his own sweet will. Krishna uses the word Atma Mayaya in the Bhagavad Gita. Out of his own sweet will, he appears. So that is Krishna's position. And therefore, when Krishna appears out of his own sweet will, we celebrate that as Jayanti. Right? Why Jayanti? Because Krishna is ever victorious. And when he appears out of his own sweet will, that is absolute victory over the material energy. So, in modern India, we celebrate Gandhi Jayanti and this Jayanti and that Jayanti. And Srila Prabhupada says very strictly, no Gandhi Jayanti business. Better to celebrate Krishna Jayanti. That is our position. So, the appearance of the Lord, because it is out of his own sweet will, sambhavami atma mayaya. So, the child in the womb has no sweet will for that matter. And we are forced by the vagaries of the material energy to come in this situation and then to suffer one way or the other. Therefore, in fact, there was one instance where I remember reading a comic book. And this was a very modern day comic book of Krishna, Vishnu, and the appearance, etc. And so, in comic books, we have a square or a rectangle, and there are images in there, right? And in one box, there is Krishna, and he's telling Ananta, it is time for me to descend, right? And the next instant, next box, Krishna's telling Ananta, oh Ananta, you go first and keep things ready. So in the next box, Ananta has vanished and Krishna is all alone. And then in the next box, Krishna has left and there is just an Om out there. Right? In a comic book. This is ridiculous. Because as we saw, when Krishna's form leaves, but Krishna is still present. He's not diminished in any way. Right? That is Krishna's eternal nature. Yam pravishanti. So he enters. And when he enters all these innumerable worlds, he is still present. And when he enters or even if exists, he's still present. So this is such amazing mystical potency. With my form, I have entered this room and I'm sitting here. I'm not in that room where I was before. But that is not the case with Krishna. Yam pravishanti, he may enter unlimited universes, but his original form still is present. So without decreasing himself, this is Krishna's potency. He never decreases. He's always there. So, take for example in the Dwaraka Leela, Krishna has how many? 16,108 wives. So one Krishna alights from the chariot, and then there are 16,108 forms of Krishna entering these palaces, right? And is leading a blissful life with them. Then the next morning, 16,108 Krishnas come, right? And then one Krishna enters the chariot and then Akrura takes him. So this is the beauty of Krishna. So we should know these tattvas of Krishna. There should be absolutely no confusion that this Vishnu tattva is actually the original Supreme Lord, one personality. But he may take unlimited expansions. It could be in the form of a lion, it could be in the form of a tortoise, or it could be in the form of a dwarf, brahmachari. Why? Or it could be in the form of a stone, like Shaligrama Shila or Archavigraha. Why? Because Krishna, Prabhupada uses the word, because Krishna is omnipotent. His potency, he's omnipotent. So, if we don't understand this tattva, avajananti mudaha, we become foolish people. And because we are foolish people, then we are controlled by these subtle controllers, these soft controllers like the demigods, right? We are controlled by them. For example, even devotees have the habit of sometimes going to astrologers, right? And then the astrologer, maybe a devotee astrologer, oh, you're going through Shani period. Shani period. So, maybe, but at least devotees say, you must focus more on the holy name, you must chant more. But if you go to the outside astrologer, he'll say, oh, you have to take a pig's tail, or wrap the hair of a horse this way, that way. Sorry, I'm just exaggerating. You need to get some oil, you need to pour something here and there. So, this is how they get, responses. Take the case of Hanuman, right? Now, this was even before the war. Hanuman was meditating on Lord Ramachandra, right? And then Shanidev, he's speaking to Ketu. Oh, I'm Shanidev, and in Hanuman's astrological chart, it is time for me to enter his house so that he will be in some terrible situations. Ketu said, you enter everybody's house, but you don't enter Hanuman's house. Otherwise, you will be in trouble. And Shani Bhagavan says, why is that so? Because it is my nature and it is my duty, and this is my condition, that this is my service, that I have to enter in certain houses. Right? And this is the accurate time for me to enter Hanuman's house. Then Ketu says, you do as you want, but don't come back to me complaining later. So Shani goes to Hanuman. Hanuman is meditating. My apologies. Hanuman is meditating. Hanuman suddenly opens his eyes and looks at Shani and says, who are you? And Shani says, I'm Shanidev, and this is my situation, and I've come to enter your house to give you some trouble. And Hanuman looks at Shani and says, Shani, you're trying to enter everybody's house, but do you enter your own house? Shani's looking, what? Shani in Shani's house? How is that possible? Then Hanuman said, I will enter your house and become your Shani. So you will be in big trouble. So this is the nature of devotees, right? So when we take the shelter of Krishna, then all the impediments caused by the material energy or all the issues related to planetary alignments, they don't become big. They don't become big at all, right? In fact, the planets, when the Supreme Lord was manifesting, when he appeared, the planets themselves changed and relocated to become the most auspicious situation. Whereas for us, we are bound and controlled by where the planetary positions are, and then we are aligned under that and we suffer. But that is not the case with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this way we have to be very careful to understand and understand this tattva. In fact, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he spoke about this particular pastime where somehow a poor widow, she spent all she had in trying to get her son to study. So she was very happy when the son was studying A, B, C, D. She was very happy. Well, 15 years later, after spending so much effort, the son was studying. He was learning Euclidean geometry or something. So if A and B and C are a triangle, and the mother overheard this, what? 15 years later, my son is still studying A and B and C. So this is our situation. These tattvas are there in front of us, but we end up mistaking these tattvas, and then we position the Supreme Lord as an ordinary personality. So Prabhupada, in this purport, is very clearly indicating that we have to be careful that the position of the Supreme Lord is extraordinary. Therefore, he quotes all these verses. And in the end, he has to say, one has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in his original transcendental body, which is the Satchidananda Vigraha Swarup. Thank you. I will end this class here. And if you have any questions or suggestions, or if you want to point out any mistakes that I may have made, please do so. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. All glories to the symbol devotees. Hare Krishna.